But what we're looking at in this class is that God has given the guide to wisdom in Proverbs. And let me just talk to you for a moment. God has given us the guide in the book of Proverbs to wisdom, and basically it's what you see here on the board. The book of Proverbs is all about a contrast. In fact, that's one of the key ways that Proverbs is written. It's written as a series of contrasts. Now, let me show you on the board what I mean by that. God's way versus man's way. God's way is that we be saved, and evidence of salvation is wisdom from above, and it leads to eternal gain. Man's way, we were born lost, as we'll see going through the book of Proverbs. We live right from the start foolishly, and everyone is headed for eternal loss. The scriptures tell us that God's way is a way of salvation. His way of salvation is wisdom. Man's way is a way of damnation, destruction, and it's characterized by foolishness. Now, there are, and if you look back at your slides, there is a contrast in Christ's ministry. He talks about the narrow way versus the broad way in the Sermon on the Mount. And salvation in the book of Proverbs, and take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 1 and verse 7. Salvation is a way of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 says this. Basically, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now keep going over to Proverbs 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, look up from your slide for a minute and let me talk to you about that. Jesus said this in John 17. It says, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God." Salvation is knowing God. The evidence of salvation is that when we know God, His wisdom enters our life. Now, what is wisdom entering our life? Well, some people call it having Jesus in my heart. Actually, the book of 1 Corinthians says in chapter 1, verse 30, that of Him, God the Father, are we in Christ Jesus, who becomes for us wisdom and knowledge and redemption and sanctification. Do you see Jesus' wisdom, the wisdom from above, that's lived out into our lives? Now, back to the slides. The narrow way is Christ's way, the way of wisdom and salvation. The broad way, which the whole book of Proverbs describes, is the way of damnation, and it's the way of foolishness. Now, look in your Bibles at Proverbs 1 and verse 29. I'm going to read it to you. Because they hated knowledge, that means they didn't want to know God, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. That's damnation. Because if you don't fear God, if you don't want to know Him, there's no hope. Now, back up to verses 26 to 28. Look what God does. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror comes, when the terror comes like a storm and destruction comes like a whirlwind. Wow, verse 28, you'll call me, but I will not answer. You'll seek me diligently, but you will not find me. Proverbs 1, 26 to 29 describes the lost, foolish, eternally lost ones that are going their own way. The book of Proverbs, the entire book, contrasts God's way of the saved, the wise, those having eternal life and endless delights with the Lord, versus the foolish ones, the lost ones, those who are headed to destruction and damnation. The next slide is a chart that kind of summarizes many of the key points of the book of Proverbs. And what we see in Proverbs is God's way is a way of wisdom. We already looked at chapter 1, verse 7. It's the saved, those who have received His wisdom from above, Christ. It's narrow. We have the mind of Christ. We become, and look what that says there, spiritually alive. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. See, that's what Ephesians 1 says. Instantly at salvation, we become sensitive to God, whereas lost people are callous. They're spiritually dead. Their hearts and minds are empty. They're just living out the life of foolishness. We, who are saved, worship God. In fact, that's what the scriptures say the essence of salvation is. In the book of Revelation, now look up from your slide for just a second. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 14, when hailstones are falling on the earth that weigh 60 pounds and crushing people, and demon hordes are unleashed from the pit, and they're inescapably tormenting the entire population of the earth, God sends the gospel angel. And the gospel angel tells everyone in the world that if they want to escape the destruction, if they want to escape eternal loss, that they should worship God. That's an evidence of wisdom. Now back to the slides. God's way is that we worship Him. When we have wisdom, we flee sin. We're being saved. That's what sanctification is, more and more every day. But the path gets brighter every day. That's chapter 4 of Proverbs, verses 18 and 19, and we're going to study those. On the other hand, lost people following man's way worship themselves. 12:15 says that they become their own god. They mock at sin. They are perishing, and their pathway gets darker every day.